Joining me live over the phone for the monthly update from the Star Valley Arts Council, that's Executive Director of the Arts Council, Lexi Weber. Good morning, Lexi. How is life today?
Oh, it's great. Thank you.
Good deal. Appreciate you coming on. Busy weekend again for the Arts Council. It's the first annual Alpine Art Festival this weekend, Friday, Saturday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is a new event this year. The town of Alpine, they were really supportive of this event when we first approached them. In fact, the Alpine Tourism Board gave us a grant to help us bring this event to Alpine. It's just the right demographic to have something like this. Jackson has an art festival. They have multiple art festivals every year. Driggs has art festivals. We just feel like Alpine could use something like this. And so we're really excited to try it, see how it goes, and hopefully make it an annual event. So this year we have 20 artisans that signed up. They're from all over the region that are coming here, and they're bringing all handmade goods. So we've got ceramics, jewelry, furniture, glass art, photography, paintings. We've got oil paintings and watercolor paintings, all sorts, woodwork. I can't even think of them all. But we've got lots of good things. It'll be really exciting.
Yeah, it's not just that's one of the things I love about it, Lexi. It's not just a lot of times in this community, we kind of hear art. We think it's a painting, right? And it's so much more than that. It's all kinds of different artists that are involved.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting. And not only that, but we have the car show and the Star Valley Street Market. So all of those things are going on in Alpine this weekend. So they're all walkable. The car show and the Star Valley Street Market are at the Civic Center, and our art festival is at the Bank of Jackson Hole. So you park right in between the two and go to all of them. There will be live music both at our event and at the car show. And there will be food vendors. There will just be stuff everywhere. It'll just be a really great weekend.
So go check it out. It all happens this weekend, Friday and Saturday in Alpine, 10 to 6 both days. Correct, Lexi?
Correct.
All right. More details at StarValleyArts.org. We also have a story online at SVINews.com. And in this week's Star Valley Independent, the Alpine Art Festival, the inaugural, Friday, Saturday in Alpine from 10 to 6. Speaking with Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council this morning. Lexi, looks like next month the plein air event returns to Star Valley.
Yes. So we are getting ready for this. This is our third season of Star Valley Plein Air. This is where artists from all over the country gather in Star Valley for a week to create paintings of our scenery. Star Valley is just so beautiful. That's why people want to come here to paint it. And those paintings get judged. We give out prizes, and then the paintings go up for sale to the public that weekend. So we want to invite any interested artists to join us. We have added back a beginner category this year, so they'll be judged separately from experienced artists, because we want everyone who has the desire to paint to feel welcome. So anyone who wants to join us still can do that. You can sign up on our website. But for the public, we want the public to be more involved this year, and we have a new aspect to our event that we want to talk about. We added a downtown Afton Main Street quick draw, and this is going to be so fun. On September 17th, that's the Tuesday of that week, from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, some of these artists have specifically signed up to line the sidewalks of Main Street in Afton, and they're going to create paintings of the Elkhorn Arch and building facades, anything they want to do on Main Street, and the public can walk around and watch them paint in real time, and they only have these 3 hours to complete a painting, start to finish, and have it framed. And so anyone watching is going to be able to see start to finish of about 20 artists of images that they love. Everyone loves Main Street. Yeah. Everyone loves the arch. Everyone loves these buildings. And so I think that would be really fun for the public to be able to watch. They can, you know, pick a specific artist that they're loving their composition, and they can just bring a chair and just park there and watch them, or they can just meander and watch everybody or whatever they want to do. But
That's very cool.
I think that could be really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. So that happens again as part of the Plein Air Week, September 16th through the 21st, with that quick draw on Afton's Main Street on Tuesday, September 17th this morning. And again, more details at StarValleyArts.org. Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Arts Council on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Lexi, it almost pains me to say that we're already talking about this type of event. But it looks like you're already making plans for the annual Christmas show, the Stars in the Valley Christmas show.
I know. I'm sorry to do it. But we have to plan early.
It's true. So yes.
Every year we have our big Stars in the Valley Christmas concert. And that features local talent from the Valley. It's all sorts of talent. We have had artists and, I mean, like, drawing artists. And we've had vocalists and instrumentalists and dancers and just all sorts of things. And it's just been a really fun venue for community members to be able to have a chance to perform whatever their talent is. And over the last few years, we've specifically invited people to participate in that concert. But we know that this valley is so full of people with hidden talents, and we want them to have a chance to be able to perform. So within the next couple of weeks, we're going to have an open call for performers, for anyone who would like to be in our show to come show us what their talent is so we can know who you are and what you do. We don't have specific dates for that yet, but we're going to be posting about it on social media next week as soon as we have a venue to come show us your talent and a date. So if you sing, if you dance, you play an instrument, if you ride a unicycle while juggling, whatever it is, we want you to come and show us. And we hope that you will be part of our Christmas program. And there's no age limit for that. There's no group size. We want everybody.
Excellent.
We just want those people who are hiding their talents to stop hiding and come show us.
I love it. Absolutely. Absolutely love it. So watch the Star Valley Arts Council on their social media for details on that when it's announced in the next coming days and weeks. But immediately now, again, a plan to attend the Alpine Art Fair Festival this Friday and Saturday in Alpine. Lexi, as always, appreciate the update. Anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
No, I think that's it.
Great. Perfect. That's Lexi Weber, Star Valley Arts Council. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.